Welcome to the Author Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Chimao Xie, Associate Professor at the Sunny Korea, the International Campus for Stony Brook University in New York. He recently published an article entitled Curiosity and Curious Search in Entrepreneurship. He co-authored this paper with Luke Petaway. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Chimao, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Vincent.
Can you tell us what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So for several years now, I've always personally been intrigued by Kurzner's line that entrepreneurship involves that surprise which accompanies the realization that one had overlooked something that is in fact readily available. And he also said that we don't know why or how some people seem to discover what is around the corner before others do. And then finally, he says that this ability to learn without deliberate search is a gift individuals enjoy in quite different degrees. And so for several years now, for the last couple decades, when I look at those quotes, my take is that as a field, we haven't really addressed those insights very carefully yet. And so a few years ago, I decided that one component, I was thinking through, and I decided that one component of all that phenomena that Kurzner mentions could actually be described, at least in part, in terms of curiosity. So then I started going through the curiosity literature, and I discovered that, in general, many of the most basic concepts in the curiosity literature, for example, in psychology, doesn't really fit well with much of entrepreneurial behavior. So that's kind of some of the motive, or at least some of the reasoning behind why I decided to tackle this. And then at the same time, there's this specific concept of search. This word, this term of search, and it's not a very respected term for many entrepreneurship researchers, due to the very basic criticism that search is this kind of term that's laden with the presumption that we would know what we're searching for. So specifically, the opportunity creation folks are the ones who don't really like this terminology. But I believe that it's possible to search for something the identity of which we don't fully know. And I feel like the everyday use of this term search, we do actually use that term in that way. And so in other words, my claim is that, or at least according to the kind of terminology that we're using in this paper, we do know roughly what we're looking for, but not entirely. And so that's when I decided to combine these concepts of curiosity and search, thus this new term, curious search. And so for those familiar with the curiosity literature, then it just becomes a matter of developing a typology that's more useful or more applicable to our field of entrepreneurship.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
So the main contribution overall has to be the typology. So what we wanted to do was to come up with a few different dimensions for a typology of curiosity-driven behavior that makes the most sense or that has the most value in an entrepreneurship context. And, also, in addition to kind of deriving a typology, a useful typology for curious search, we want to highlight that these different forms of curious search are all quite different, and that if they are combined together, they can help to inform entrepreneurship behavior.
What are for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
Yeah, so we see this as involving two major theoretical challenges. So, you know, one is that our typology addresses the differences in how search addresses ambiguity. And actually, one of the reviewers or editors that we encountered as we were, sending this to different publication outlets, pointed out to us during the review process that it's quite possible that instead of looking at ambiguity, we should be looking at dimensions of complexity or uncertainty instead. So I think the first theoretical challenge had to do with whether we should be choosing to focus on ambiguity, complexity, or uncertainty as one of the dimensions. I think the second theoretical challenge has to do with what kinds of emotional dimensions are in play for a typology of curious search. So curiosity, you know, is conceptualized in a couple different ways in the literature, and you know, some might treat it as a kind of trait, and others might treat it as some might describe it as a kind of trait, and then others might actually consider it as a kind of emotion, and so actually a lot of the research that I've read about curiosity does treat it as a kind of emotion, and specifically a kind of epistemic emotion. So emotional dimensions are, we feel, very relevant, and for our typology we chose to focus on kind of positive versus negative valence. But really, you know, the emotions literature is very deep. It relates or is described according to many different kinds of categorizations, and maybe in the future, maybe in some future research, others can take a look at curious search according to those different dimensions.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
So for me, there were two main surprises. One is that curiosity has been studied for so long in the psychology literature, but has never really yet been addressed in the entrepreneurship literature until just the last handful of years. So I think that was really kind of surprising to us. Another surprise was that our typology would be useful to help integrate or at least help bridge some of the gap between the opportunity discovery and opportunity creation schools of thought. And then I think finally, incidentally, also in the course of writing this paper, of course, AI went mainstream. And so maybe it's not a surprise per se, and it's not necessarily a counterintuitive result, but we're hopeful that more research can be done on the role of human curiosity in the entrepreneurship process now that AI is so prevalent.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
Yeah, I think that's also, of course, a very good question. I think often when we hear the term curiosity in mainstream business, it refers to a kind of adventure-minded experimentation or exploration of the unknown. But the thing is that curiosity, as it has been studied, especially in the psychology literature, really means so much more. It can apply, for example, to problem solving. So, specifically, curiosity is valuable as people are trying to search for mastery of certain concepts during their problem solving efforts. And entrepreneurs just can be better off if they're familiar with the very different forms of curious search as we've described them. They can also be well served in better understanding how to make sense of curiosity-driven behaviors of others, such as teammates, co-founders, or joiners in their entrepreneurial organization.
Thanks a lot, Shimo, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Curiosity and Curious Search in Entrepreneurship. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-eg.com and on the main podcast platforms.
So Vincent, on behalf of myself and my co-author, Luke Pidway, thank you so much for having us on your podcast show.